So, you're suited up, you're on the court, the whistle blows, the game begins. You're breathing hard, but you're in shape, you're looking good, it's all in place. You're ready, you're running, sweat's flying, you're working. You dribble, you pass, you shake, you bake, the clock ticks on, tick-tock. Tick-tock. You're ready, you're running, sweat's flying, you're working, still dribbling, still passing, tick-tock, tick-tock. No shot. You may have heard the expression, being on the court, but have you ever stopped to consider that you could actually be being on the court without really being in the game? I mean, are you really in the game if you haven't scored a point? And can you really score a point if you never take a shot? Not so long ago, I was having a conversation with a good friend. He was frustrated because he was working really hard and yet he was not achieving what he wanted to achieve quickly enough. He was stressed out because he was working hard and moving fast, yet he was seemingly not getting anywhere. He had made all the right preparations and created the perfect strategies. He had laid all the necessary groundwork, and yet he was producing no results, and he couldn't figure out what was missing. By the end of our conversation, what he discovered really surprised him. He discovered that he was simply going through the motions, pretending to play, yet he was not taking the actions that were necessary to achieve his objectives. And he discovered that he had been unwilling to risk stepping out and making it happen. Now, what further surprised him, as we looked a little deeper, is that the thing that was holding him back was none other than fear of winning. Imagine. We're all aware of and deal with the obvious everyday kind of fear. Fear greets us in the morning, fear goes to bed with us at night. We're always afraid of something, that we'll make the wrong decision, that we'll mess up somehow, that it won't all turn out. We're afraid that the shot won't go in. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? Well, consider that there is something else that you fear that might not be so obvious, that you might just sink the shot. You see, what my friend discovered that he was really afraid of was the fact that he knew he just might win. And you? Are you afraid of winning? Think about it. Maybe you won't take the shot because you're afraid that you just might make the basket. You might just score some points. Maybe what you actually fear more than anything else is that you might just succeed and then you'll really have to deliver. Imagine. Your back's to the wall, your butt's on the line, and everyone in the stands is watching you. See, winning presents its own brand of responsibility. Success comes with its own unique challenges. Making baskets definitely puts you out in front. Sinking shots makes you visible. Now you're the go-to guy, and you can't hide out in the pack anymore when you're the one who's scoring the points. Could it be that fear of scoring and winning is a hidden thing that has you locked in a holding pattern, running up and down on the basketball court of life, looking good, being busy, and yet producing no result? And could it be that you've done what there is to do to prepare, created the structures, laid the groundwork, purchased the equipment, considered the plan, rehashed the idea, attended the meetings, wrote the memos, and now it's just plain time to deliver? When the clock keeps ticking and the board remains scoreless, perhaps it's time for you to take the chance, to make the shot, and deliver the goods. It might be time to muster up the courage to face your fear of winning head on. Stop merely going through the motions and really play the game. Be bold and shine the spotlight on your ability. Raise the level of what can now be expected. That's what my friend did. He realized that he had done all that there was to do, and that the only thing between him and accomplishing his goals was recognizing and dealing with his fear, not of failure, but of success. And when he realized this, he was able to start taking the chances that were necessary to achieve his goals. He's finally really playing. He's finally in the game. What's keeping you from driving through the middle today, from taking the shot that could sink you the basket, that could alter the course of your game? Fear of winning? Afraid to stand out? Is that the way that you really wanted to play? You've got what it takes. You know that you do. You know that you've got what it takes to be on the court, but today it's time to get in the game. Today, step out and really play ball. Stop pretending to be playing by pretending to be busy. With all of our distractions, we can in fact pretend, at least for a while, that we are actually taking care of business. Eventually, though, all this running and sweating, meeting and planning, better result in some points being scored, or guess what, honey? The game is over. Challenge the notion today that you're really even playing at all. Challenge yourself to start making some baskets by holding yourself to taking some shots. You're already on the court, but today you're about to get in the game. Afraid of missing? So what? Afraid you'll make it? So what even more? Make the call, seal the deal, do your thing, make your mark. Score some points and win your game. Live your life today.